Exclusive MTG torches 8 Republicans who killed Mayorkas impeachment. By Nick Gilbertson on November 14, 2023. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, joined SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily on Tuesday morning and slammed the 8 Republicans who voted Monday night for a motion to kill her articles of impeachment against Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over his handling of the southern border. How many more Americans have to die before Republicans in Congress feel like they can actually push the button and vote to impeach Mayorkas, Greene wondered while speaking with host Mike Slater. Notably, two of Greene's constituents were killed in a head-on collision with a car driven by a human smuggler evading law enforcement in Texas. Her constituents, an elderly couple, were on their way to visit family in Mexico. 8 Republicans last night voted to kill it. Send my articles of impeachment back to committee where they have been sitting there, collecting dust along with other articles of impeachment on Mayorkas, and it's ridiculous, Greene said. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, November 14, 2023. The 8 Republicans who voted to sideline the legislation, along with 201 Democrats, include Reps. Cliff Vance, or Ken Buck, CO, John Duarte, CA, Virginia Fox, NC, Dara Lisa, CA, Tom McClintock, CA, Patrick McHenry, NC, and Mike Turner, O. I mean, these people are out of excuses, and I hope to God that their constituents let them know how poorly they have done yesterday and how badly they are failing America, Greene told Breitbart News Daily of her 8 colleagues. Mayorkas is responsible for pushing through Biden's open border agenda. And he is literally breaking our laws, and my articles of impeachment went through law by law that Secretary Mayorkas is breaking, and he must be impeached. Congress is out of excuses. It's time to act. Greene later added that the 8 GOP members call themselves conservatives, but they can serve nothing. Tom McClintock is from California, and he sits on the Judiciary Committee. So he's on the very committee that refused to pick up my articles of impeachment that have been there for 6 months and that I had also introduced from last Congress. So he refuses to move forward on impeachment in committee, but then cast a vote claiming that it should be done in committee. Dara Lisa, exactly the same thing. Another California Republican that sits on Judiciary, claiming that he can't wait to vote on impeaching Mayorkas, she said. These people are liars. They are absolute hypocrites. And you know, I don't even know why they're in Congress anymore, and how dare they call themselves conservatives. Tensions were high between Greene and Issa throughout the day, as Breitbart News Capitol Hill correspondent Bradley J. noted. Greene and Slater also discussed the Congresswoman's forthcoming biography, MTG, detailing her ascent from small business owner to United States representative. It is available at mtgbook.com and is being published by Winning Team Publishing, with shipping beginning on November 21. I wrote this book to tell these stories, tell about getting kicked off committees early, like within a month of being in Congress, and 11 Republicans joined Democrats to do that to me, Greene said. I tell the stories about, like, a run-in I had with Cori Bush, radical progressive. You know, she's the BLM congresswoman that led the mob through the neighborhood of the McCluskeys. We all remember that story. Cori Bush was the leader of that. Now she's a member of Congress, and how she attacked me and what she gained out of it. I talk about how I have tried multiple times to engage and have a debate with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and how she has flat out refused and run away, is like terrified even talk to me, Greene added. But I tear her Green New Deal policies apart in my book because it's a scam on America. It's a scam on the entire world. Breitbart News Daily airs on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.